98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers toured the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry on Thursday, bringing attention not only to food insecurity, but also to the possibility of thousands of Wisconsinites losing health care coverage.
With the Obamacare credits that are going to be discussed in Washington, D.C., if that falls apart, which it very likely will, that means there's going to be tens of thousands of people in the state of Wisconsin that are going to be seeing double the amount of money that they have to pay for health care.
Evers said he is afraid it will lead to more food insecurity for Wisconsinites.
There's no ultimate answer, in my opinion, unless the federal government does what they need to do to make sure people have good health care and make sure that they have enough food.
Ryan Rasmussen, the executive director of the OACP, said he's seen the need grow substantially this year and in recent months.
Just from month over month right now, we're looking at about a 5% increase from last month to this month. We are still averaging 100 new shoppers or 100 new families a month. So that trend has not declined at all.
To help mitigate the increased need, OACP will have additional Saturday hours on November 22nd. In the meantime, Evers believes the $104 million that Wisconsin put forward to ensure residents would receive their SNAP or food share benefits during the federal government shutdown will be returned to the state.
It's a federal program with federal money. We help get it out the door, but yes, I'm sure we'll get the money.
Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz signed the new 2026 county budget on Thursday, marking the end of an over 6 months long budget process that began when Hintz took office in April.
As we look ahead to 2026, this budget is about resilience and making sure Winnebago County can adapt and respond to new challenges while keeping our focus on long-term stability. Whether it's maintaining strong reserves, planning for future infrastructure needs, or supporting programs that protect the health and safety of our residents, this budget prepares us to meet the moment.
The $238 million budget invests in core services, strengthens the county workforce, and funds long-term infrastructure and facility needs. It also ensures continued funding for the Homeless Eviction and Loss Prevention, or HELP, program to assist the unhoused in Winnebago County. Nina may have fewer crossing guards in the new year. WFRV reports that the city's police department has proposed eliminating 4 of the 14 crossing guards it provides to the school district. The Nina Common Council will vote on that proposal, which is included in the 2026 budget, on Tuesday. Ahead of the firearm hunting season opening, the Wisconsin DNR has some warnings for hunters. Isabella Nieto has more.
The State Department of Natural Resources is warning hunters that tree stand-related incidents are among the leading causes of hunting injuries each year. DNR and Aspirus Health are teaming up to remind hunters to practice safety as they head out to harvest deer. Falls from heights over 10 feet, which is common with most tree stands, can result in more serious trauma. Hunters should use tree straps and wear safety harnesses, check their gear for any wear and tear, and use haul lines to lift equipment safely. Wisconsin's 2025 gun deer season opens on Saturday, November 22nd, and runs through Sunday, November 30th. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
Pertussis, more commonly known as whooping cough, is circulating in the community once again. Pertussis can be very serious, even deadly for babies. It looks similar to the common cold or flu, presenting with a runny nose, sneezing, low-grade fever, and a mild cough that can progress to an uncontrollable, violent cough that makes it hard to breathe. Infected people can spread pertussis up to 3 weeks after the cough begins. Outagamie County Public Health issued a press release this week that said only 74% of 2-year-olds in the county are vaccinated against whooping cough. Wisconsin is going after a big federal grant. It's a $1 billion fund aimed at transforming rural health care across the state. The Department of Health Services submitted the application to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which will decide by the end of the year. If approved, the money would help hire and keep more healthcare workers in rural areas, boost technology and innovation, and support new partnerships to keep rural healthcare strong. Officials say these investments are key to tackling workforce shortages, upgrading tech, and maintaining sustainable healthcare for rural communities.
Find a penny? It won't be usable at some Wisconsin stores. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
We told you a couple weeks ago that Quick Trip is getting rid of pennies. Now Woodman's is doing the same. A report from WLUK says they'll be rounding cash purchases down if they end in 1, 2, 6, or 7, and then they'll be rounding up for purchases that end in 3, 4, 8, or 9. Again, that only applies if you're paying in cash. The U.S. Mint stopped making pennies in May.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2-ranked Indiana tomorrow. Kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a gorgeous day today, mostly sunny with just a light breeze. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, but still nice with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.